So, by any standards of judgment, the reading from the Gospel this morning is very difficult. And one of the reasons for that is it's a Gospel that Luke has taken different bits and pieces from the other three and put them in there. And if you're looking for a common thread, it's not easy to find. And then I normally look and listen to the responsorial psalm. And the response to the psalm this morning was, go out to the whole world and tell the good news. Now, how would you apply that to the reading from the Gospel this morning, where we're talking about only a few be saved and the door is closed? And it's the first, you know, it really seems a very, very exclusionary. And perhaps you could describe the reading in the Gospel this morning as a jolt to our system, and maybe we need a jolt now and again. And a bit like there was a fella sitting in the doctor's office waiting to go in and see the doctor. And as he was sitting there, a nun came out having seen the doctor, and she looked terribly distressed and upset and pale and in a bad way, as if she had got some terrible news. And when the guy sitting in the office waiting to see the doctor went in to see him, he said, do you mind me asking you, what did you tell that poor nun? She's gone away in a terrible state. And he said, I told her she was pregnant. And is she? No, he said, not at all. But as sure as hell cured her hiccups. So maybe now and again we need a bit of a jolt. And you know, there are lots of traps. We have to look at some of the traps around today. And I think as a Catholic, a lot of us have the belief that being Catholic is essentially attending Mass on a Sunday. And as long as I do that, I'm home and dry. And that's not now too far from being the truth. But being a Catholic demands much more than that. And there's some interesting statistics, actually, that when it comes to volunteer work, looking after the poor, being involved, Catholics have one of the worst records going. And you'll often find different other faiths have a much better record, whether they be Muslim or Anglican or Episcopalian or Presbyterian. They often seem much more involved. But we have this kind of smug feeling about, well, I'm good because I go to Mass every Sunday, and I pay my dues, so to speak. Well, there's much more demand than that. And questions like, will only a few be saved? Well, again, most of us, I don't know how we kind of answer that question, and it's none of our business how many will be saved or who will be saved, as long as we do our best to be saved and help others to be saved. I think that makes sense. And the other thing we got to be on our guard against, why do we always put heaven and hell in the future? Because it's not in the future, it's here and now. And again, go back to and listen to what Pope John Paul II, St. John Paul II now, in 1999, he said, "When are Catholics going to believe and accept that heaven and hell are not geographical places, but they are states of conscience?" To repeat that, when, as Catholics, are we going to believe that heaven and hell are not geographical places, but states of consciousness? States of consciousness. And so it's true to say that perhaps some people here this morning are in hell. Are in hell. And that might sound a terrible thing to say, but let's see if that is true. So if you live, for example, in a continual state of anger, and you're spreading maybe false rumors, and you're bitter towards many people, you love to cause trouble, you're very lacking in forgiveness, you find it almost difficult to let go, you blame everybody else for your troubles and your difficulties, and most of all, you cannot forgive yourself for the mistakes you made in the past. Then you are in hell. You are in hell at this moment. And if you live a life, when you wake up in the morning, what motivates you? What helps you to get out of bed? And if you live in a state of greed, you're never happy with what you have. And not only do you have possessions, but you're possessed by your possessions. Many people are like that. They are possessed by their possessions. So they don't have. They are possessed by what they own and what they have. If you live like many people live today, that every time the stock market goes up, you're up there. Every time it goes down, you're on the floor. You're living in hell. You've no real joy in your life. You have no real peace. So how can you go back to the responsorial psalm, go out and tell the whole world the good news? What good news have you got to tell? I'm miserable. I'm fed up. I'm angry. And today, and not only in this country, but having just come back and spent some time in the UK, so many people are angry. They're angry with everything under the sun. They're angry with politics. And then come back here. Look at how angry people are today with what they see happening here in this country. And I don't think, I'm putting my head on the line here, and you can condemn me for saying it, but I don't think you can say, I'm a Republican and I support the Republican Party come what may, or I'm a Democrat and I support the Democrat Party come what may. Because in everybody there's good and bad. And it's not just one person. It's not one person. And if you look to today at the state of politics, not only here in this country, but it applies now in many, many different countries, it's all fighting. It's all about who's welcome and who's not welcome. It's about categorizing people, or they're not part of my group. Maybe you live like that, that there are people, and I see it happening. People come to Mass here, and they don't look at other people because they are not part of my group. What way of that is living? What way of that is living? That's living in hell. And that's not the way Jesus wants us to live. Believe me. We got to be open and accepting. Open and accepting people where they are and how they are. Go back to the Gospels. Go back to Jesus. He accepted people from where, for how they were. If they were Samaritans or Jews, Jesus didn't judge them by that. They were people made in the image of God. And so we got to stop this way. Don't let politics or anything else dominate your life. And many of us today are allowing that to happen. And we're angry. Very angry. And we take it out on other people. You know, I've seen people, you leave the parking lot here and you go out on Fremont Avenue. You're driving a car, and everybody else is opposed to you in your mind. You're angry with everybody. You're impatient. And I'm a bit like that myself sometimes. If I want to go somewhere, there's somebody in front of me going very slow. You can, oh, how the hell doesn't he move? He move on. You know, what's the matter with him? And I tell you, if you're out with Clem, that's an experience. Don't tell him I said that. But it is an experience. Yeah. But I mean, we allow our people, you know, somebody said something to me in the past, or somebody didn't do what I wanted them to do in the past. And I relive that over and over and over and over in my mind. I take it to bed with me. It's the first thing in my mind when I wake up in the morning. These people or this person and what they said are done to me. That's hell. That's hell. And when you're just kind of, you know, just be yourself. And don't give other people that total power over your life. But be yourself. And don't let every little happening influence you or make you angry. You know, it's a total false statement to say that person offended me or made me very angry. Nobody can offend you unless you deliberately make a decision to take the offense. Right or wrong. Nobody can offend you unless you deliberately take. No? And for God's sake, have a sense of humor. See the funny side of life and be a joyful person. And then you're spreading the good news. We have too many miserable people today who are angry and, you know, don't join that crowd. Be yourself, the lovely person that God made. We're telling them this morning at Mass. There was an Irish priest way back in the days when priests, you know, would get up on a Sunday and they'd be preaching fire and brimstone and frightening the life out of people. And this Sunday, the priest at Mass said, "Stand up, all those who want to go to heaven." And of course, everybody in the church stood up. And he says, "Remain standing, all those who want to go to hell." Well, everybody sat down except an old guy at the back of the church called Murphy. And the priest shouted down, "Murphy, do you want to go to hell?" "No, Father, but I'd hate to see you going there all by yourself." That's tough. Well.